The Will by Reed Arvin. Copyright 2000 by Reed Arvin. Read by James Daniels. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
The Will. Chapter 1. Margaret Crandall fluttered open her eyes at 5:30 and felt the warm sheets and covers around her. She hadn't needed an alarm clock in years. Every day she awoke at the same time, her life a predictable routine of meals and laundry and sleep. She licked her lips, sighed into her pillow, and turned to wake her husband. He lay with his back to her, and she pushed him, her fingers spread against his cotton pajama top. Her hand pressed into his fleshy back, and he rotated forward slightly with the pressure. She pushed harder, and his arm fell suddenly, woodenly, down over the edge of the bed. She lowered her hand and felt his skin. He was as cold and still as winter fields. She did not move. For several minutes she lay silently, her breathing unanswered, hands balled up at her chin. Then she rose, put on a pale pink robe, and walked out of the room. She closed the door behind her quietly, carefully, as though not to disturb her husband. She walked down the hallway to the stairs, descending into the living room. Her balance began to disintegrate as she walked, her equilibrium slipping further away with each step. She began listing, leaning. She entered the kitchen but came to a halt just inside the door. Focusing her eyes unsteadily on the sink across the tile floor, she righted herself and began inching forward. After a few last steps, she collided with the kitchen table, knocking two plates and a cup to the floor. The dishes spun lazily downward and broke into pieces as they struck the tile, scattering sharp colored chips to every corner of the room. Upstairs, the dead man's son awoke with a sound of smashing china.